Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Friday at 4 o'clock, which means we're joined by the great Ron Jaworski. You can see Jaws on the NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game show on Monday and every Eagles game. What's up, Jaws?
The further I get away from that Bears game, the better I feel. So I'm getting a little more positive. And thank you, Detroit, for last night. Just being in a little better mood and moving along, trying to will a victory.
There we go.
Well, okay, speaking of positive, let me present to you this challenge. I would like for you to present a challenge that would be, I want you to give us, I want you to give everyone listening, based on what you know about this particular Eagles team, give us a cause for optimism looking forward, because we don't have very much after that Friday game.
I think our history, the way this team has played, you have to go back to last year and look at a Super Bowl championship team. You know, you don't win a Super Bowl championship by not having character. This team has great character, has outstanding coaches, and has outstanding players. So that's what gives me the promise that this can be turned around rather quickly. They haven't played well in a month. That's troubling to me. And, you know, when I was watching the game, you know, being at the game, and then all of a sudden I'm watching on the tape on Saturday, I'm going, something's wrong. So there's just an energy that is missing with that team. And, you know, I'm not around them enough to say, oh, I can put my finger on them. But the energy just hasn't been there in the last month. And that's about what my analysis has shown me.
Wow. Well, that part is concerning, because you don't fix that with a scheme or with plays. I mean, that is about them as players and people. And I just wonder, if they're in that place, where the change comes from?
Well, I hope they're not in that place, but there are some things from a schematic standpoint that are troubling to me. You know, I did a little research with True Media to find out some stats things that I see can be validated by some stats. And you know, Eagles wide receivers have run hitches on 28% of their routes. I'm going to tell you that again. 28% of the routes have been hitch routes. That's the highest percentage in the National Football League. This pass game has to start getting more aggressive. They got to start going with the deeper passes. And they got to get explosive plays in this offense. It's just they have not been there. You know, and you look at the lack of motion. I've heard you guys. You guys have outstanding analysts on this throughout the week. I listen to them. You got McNabb. You got Baldy. You got Mayock. And I'm not Jones. A real big motion guy, but the Eagles have to use more motion within their offense. They're 48th in the NFL in fewest plays with motion. By using motion, you can dictate matchups. And those are two things that, just in a couple days of looking at tape, I think they have to improve upon.
Well, let me ask you this, though. I think when we asked you about that initially, you had said that Jalen sort of likes to have his guys where they are. So I guess my question would be, if the wide receivers of 28% of their routes are hitch routes, what would be the reason for them doing that?
I don't know. I don't know why that ratio would be so high. I mean, it's a high percentage play. Corners are off. You know, I don't know why they would be so high in that regard. And I remember in our discussion, I also said Peyton Manning it was never, you know, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, hated motion. He wanted to see a static defense. He did not want to see guys communicating while his guys are moving. So there's you know, some of the great quarterbacks in this league didn't like motion. I just think at this point in time, there has to be some changes schematically, offensively. They got to be much more aggressive in getting the ball down the field. They don't run posts. They don't run crossing routes. I'm telling you, not say don't. They're probably like 7% is what the stats have shown me. And crossing routes are deep crosses are the big home runs. You watch Detroit, you watch Dallas. That's what they run with those receivers. You know, you got to get – this team needs more explosive plays.
Yeah, I was looking at that big third down play, I believe it was last night, with Jameson Williams going across the field and using his speed to run away from a defender in man-to-man coverage. But he's going across the field, and Jared Goff hits him right in stride for a big first down conversion and really went on to win that game. If this is something the quarterback, Jaws, isn't necessarily comfortable doing, I'm wondering, as a coach, right, you're tasked with, I guess, putting players in positions for them to succeed, but aren't you also – is it – you got to make them feel a little bit uncomfortable doing things they don't want to do, maybe, and maybe ask him to do this a little bit more?
Yeah, say this – when we got to practice on Monday, so this is where we're putting – this is a game plan this week. We're getting started on early. We're not running enough crossing routes. The stats have shown we're only running 7% of our routes are crossing routes. That's the lowest in the National Football League. We've got big play, speedy wide receivers. Why don't we use them on deep crossers? Why don't we go maximum protection, run two receiver routes, give the quarterback time to let it happen? Hey, these routes take time when you're running across the field. Mm-hmm. But those are where the big explosive plays come, and we're just devoid of them.
So let's move to the other side of the ball, because the yeah, I know. Well, and the thing is, it's not like the Bears put up 40 points, but that was the worst defensive performance of the year from the Eagles, just to my eye. And then they lose Jalen Carter. So what did you see on tape? And then moving forward, how do they fix that without their best interior defensive lineman, at least in the next couple of games, I would imagine?
Well, this is going to be a real challenge because, you know, the L.A. Chargers, they want to play a physical smash mouth kind of game. That's Jim Harbaugh. You know, that's how he is. He's a Michigan guy. You know, he loves in that amazing blue and tough physical. You know, that's how he coaches. He went out to Stanford and turned into a physical football team. Stanford. So, you know, he turned the Chargers into a physical football team. And the Bears were physical. It was almost embarrassing. You guys have been talking about it all week. You know, 47 rush for 281 yards against this defense, supposedly one of the best defenses in the NFL. You know, a lot of high draft choices that had been playing well. It was a shock to me. So, you know, this is where I think the letter is going to meet the road on Monday night with this defense, especially with Jalen out. Some guys have to step up. It was an awful performance. We got bullied. We got pushed around. We didn't fight back. There was no anger. When you get physically beaten like that, that's hard to overcome. Something was missing.
Yep.
So this Chargers team on Monday night, what, like, you know, we don't talk about the Chargers a lot. We don't see the Chargers a lot. What do they do that we as Eagles, aside from the Eagles, let's put the Eagles in what the way that they've stunk over the last month, what do the Chargers do that is going to present the most problems for the Eagles?
Play action passing. They want to run the football, and they want to force your safeties, force your linebackers to get nosy. Those corners will play off, but the safeties will get nosy in the running. They want to. That's how they want to get you to play. So they are a good football team, and you're exactly right. We don't hear much about them because they're on the West Coast in the AFC, but they are a physical football team, and a lot's going to depend on the quarterback. How is he going to play or not? That's always the big question. Now, if Justin plays, they're a different team because, you know, you got a guy behind him that's not very experienced in Trey Lance. But if Justin Herbert plays, they want to run the football first. They want to hammer the football. And there's a reason they got Mekhi Becton, guys, mm-hmm. out of free agency. Because we could talk about one of the losses we've had in the season. Mekhi Becton he's one of the reasons we're not blocking as well with the offensive line. Mekhi Becton is a beast. You guys know when he was here, he was nasty, man. He'd punch you in the mouth. He was that kind of football player. Those are the kind of guys Harbaugh likes. That's how they want to play. So it's going to be a violent, physical game. These are the games, Ike, you know, you and I used to call them the double chin strap games.
That's right.
These ones you better buckle up twice because this is going to be pretty. This is going to be we're going to hit you in the mouth.
Mm-hmm. All right, Josh.
Get my neck roll.
That's right. You got the neck roll. I got the double chin strap.
Necrol, and he wore those giant shoulder pads. Don't forget that, John. Giant shoulder. Him and Richie. You can barely see their head. The shoulder pads are so high. So I fear asking for your prediction, but what do you think is going to happen on Monday?
I was on such a roll. Now I stink.
Yeah, wow.
These last couple of weeks have really bothered me. I mean, you got a pretty good feel for this team, but you know, I still believe in this team. I believe the talent is there. I believe the coaching is there. I believe they'll get it turned around. To what degree is a turnaround going to happen? I just don't know. But I think they'll get it turned around in L.A. They'll win it 24-23.
That is a
I'll
take 3-2, Jaws.
Yes, I'm not usually a win is a win guy, but right now a win is a win. Yeah. All right, Jaws.
You need to be resuscitated, man. All right, thank you guys.
All right, Jaws. We'll talk to you next week. There he is. I don't know what the hesitation is to just say what it is. I mean, just
say what it is.
The beginning of the call. I mean, just like the they got to call more crossing routes. They got to call more posts. They gotta get pre-snap motion. It's just like he's saying
even if he doesn't like doing it, this should be something that you're making him do.
You said yesterday, you were talking about the players these days, and that is way easier said than done category.
Yeah. It's always usually from the outside where we're suggesting it.
Yes.
I'm just saying, we all see it with the hitch routes and that type of stuff, they see it too.
Yes.
And even if he's uncomfortable with doing it, sometimes I'm not saying you got to call 10 crossing routes in the game, but you got to at least make the defense believe you'll run these type of plays, and then he has to be willing to throw it.
It's almost like
we see him throw. I've seen him hit AJ across the middle before, man.
He has. Yeah. He has. He just there's more times than not he sees it and flinches and doesn't do it.
Yep.
It was the one crossing route where he hit him at the end of it was so. Just felt like it showed everything against the Bears, where he caught it. It ended up being like a 2 or 3 yard gain. And if the ball had come out a half second earlier,
he'd hit him in stride.
He would hit him in stride. Yeah. And there's so many times where it's not even that he doesn't see it. He sees it.
He sees it.
But as soon as he sees it, if the ball's not there, then it's
and
over.
That's what frustrates the receivers.
I'm sure it drives him crazy.
Yeah. That's what frustrates the receivers. It's not that, I'm not getting my. That's part of it, but the real issue is these are plays that we're running and it's available and you don't throw it.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that frustrate the guys. That's why, what was the play? Well, I forget which game it was, where Devontae, he's coming to the sideline and he's saying something like,
oh, just throw that
effing
ball.
And he had just scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
So that let me know that in their mind, they're saying, dude, just throw the ball. We'll get it. Like, just throw it. We'll catch it.
If you're Kevin Petullo and there's strangers throwing eggs at your house, you must just sit at home at some point and think, man.
Yeah.
Just saying the same thing that Devontae said.
Right.
Please, for my family.
Yeah.
Throw the ball.
Maybe that's something that gets them to do that on Monday. Maybe that turns the season around.
The only problem why I don't see that changing is that he's been this way for 4 years.
It almost seems like they need to collapse again to have the conversation with him in the offseason. It does not feel like one of two things happens on Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen goes off and we see one of those games. The Steelers game goes off, one of those games. Or we are cooked. If it's not that, even if they win, I can't see this team making anything of this year if he doesn't start doing that this year, because there's no solutions to any of this. The run game's not going to get better.
Yeah, well, I mean, if it doesn't, they're not going to win anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think you're asking him to do more, and that's not...
Sure.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's going to need some of that complimentary football to sort of ease the stress on what he's doing from a passing standpoint.
Now, it would certainly give some help to the run game if when those guys are running over the middle, the linebacker has to at least think about the fact that he might throw the football.
Yeah.
It would certainly, it's not going to fix everything with the run game. It would certainly do something. So two pieces of bad news.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want the worst news first or second?
First.
Okay.
Yeah.
The practice window on Willie Lampkin has closed, and they can't activate him because he was on IR, and you open the practice window, which is a 2-week practice window. If you don't...
3 weeks. I thought it was 3 weeks.
Whatever it is. If you don't activate
21
him,
days.
21 days. If you don't activate him...
Is that 3 weeks or not?
That's 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. 7 times 3.
Four, yes.
So 21. Willie Lampkin cannot play this year. It's a bummer. I told you. That was the worst news.
I was going to say, it's not
really the worst.
Positive, that's the worst news.
Nah, it's not really the worst. It's the worst news for me. The Bills are going to let Darius Slay sit on the not going to play list, and they're not letting him go.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I knew it.
Ruining the vibes.
Well,
honestly, if I'm them, I think I would have done it too.
Well, Sean McDermott was mad at his press conference today because they let that kid go. They got claimed elsewhere to create a spot for Darius Slay, and Darius Slay's not showing up. So they felt like they lost a good player.
Well, and if I'm...
Well, they definitely didn't lose a good player.
Well, I would agree, but Sean McDermott was not happy.
They didn't let a good player go to bring in Slay.
I would agree.
Yeah.
McDermott was not happy.
Yeah.
Well, if I was the Bills, I don't think it's super likely. There's a chance they face the Eagles. They're going to face the Eagles in 3 weeks.
3 weeks, yeah.
And then... If everything goes great for both teams, they're going to face the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
If they think Darius Slay might be able to play, do you really want to go against him once, potentially twice? Absolutely not.
Well, and
the waiver system is the waiver system.
Yep.
So I can't be mad at the Bills for saying, well, if you're not going to play here, you're not playing anywhere.
Yeah. No. Wow. I certainly wouldn't have expected it if it was another NFC team. I thought there was maybe a chance that Buffalo would be like, eh. But the fact we do still have to play them, and by some miraculous play, we could be seeing them in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
So.
Well, if, God willing. Yeah. Herb in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
Well, I wanted to ask you something before I talk about the Eagles.
You can ask a ton of things before you talk about
them. I haven't heard from him. Ricky Ricardo, what's he doing? Is he still working for WIP?
Well, he still calls the Eagles games in Spanish.
That's what I'm wondering. Okay.
Yeah, I just saw Ricky Friday.
Good thing we got the important stuff out of the way. Yep. Ricky's fine.
So, like Jaws said, I've been telling you this for the past 2 months, okay? Explosive play, down the field, slants, posts, whatever it is, okay? We gotta go for it now. We can't let these teams do it for themselves. We gotta be the executor, you understand, and execute the play. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The Eagles usually play good when they're out there on the West Coast at these new stadiums and all, the weather should be good. There'll be a lot of Eagle fans wearing that green and stuff. So, that should fire them up, get them ready to go. And I'm picking this score. I think I see 37-29.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Sure.
37-29.
Herb, can I bring up to you another issue? We had a caller early in the show who was furious that you are on the phone for so long when we take your call. I think he was calling from Atlanta. Wasn't he calling from Atlanta? Mm-hmm. And he finds you intolerable. And I wonder what you have to say to that gentleman.
I don't know who you're talking about. What are you talking about?
What's his name? Ronald? Was it Ronald?
Raymond
in Atlanta. Yeah.
And that I hold on for a long time.
No, that you're actually on the radio for a long time.
Radio.
Well, we're on the radio, bro.
Do you know you're on the radio?
Yeah, I know we're on the radio. Okay. I called you like about 45 minutes ago.
Now, Herb, let me try to clear it up. Raymond called, and he was upset that when you call our show, you're on the radio for so long. He thinks your calls should be shorter.
Well, sometimes I'm shorter, sometimes I'm longer. You know what I mean?
That's how it works.
Sometimes I'm slow, sometimes I'm quick.
I didn't say that much today, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Well, the call's not over with yet either.
Yeah, that's a good point. Oh, you nailed him on that one. Nothing he could say there.
Reese, you better straighten these boys out or something.
Yeah, I got them. Especially Fritz.
You know? Yeah. What do you got this weekend, Herb?
I just got a call from the boss. There might be a strike. I'm sitting in H lot right now.
Oh.
So I'm ready to go. I'm waiting for the other guy to.
You're going
to
strike?
No.
Wait, are you in a union?
I have to be ready to pick up people in case there's a strike tomorrow. I don't know.
Who's striking?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I didn't know that there might be a strike.
Who's striking?
The Scepter.
Ah.
Scepter strike. So I don't know. You know, I'm going to the office in a couple minutes to find out what the game plan is.
Oh, no. It seems like TWU 234. I don't know which.
One of my favorites.
I don't know which union that is, but they will.
Probably the bus.
Well, I'll find that out. Yeah.
So you're not striking, though, Herb. You're just supporting those that are striking.
We're not striking. No, of course not. We got the Big Five game down here. 3 games tomorrow. I'll be here all day.
Yeah. How about that? Well,
All right. Well, great job, Herb.
What's his name? Cowboy Jim, if you're still out there, this is HR. Stop the BS, okay? The Cowboys are going down.
Nailed it.
No playoffs. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Well
done. Did
you
have an F in there?
What a limp Eagles.
Yeah, just.
Yeah.
Herb is.
Say S or F?
I don't know.
I think
he is trending
F.
down.
Well, we've got to get out
you
of football season.
He was trending up yesterday.
No, I said trending down.
Trending down.
Did you? Because of football season.
And the TWU 234 is the workers, the transport workers for SEPTA. So I had no idea that there was potentially a SEPTA strike.
Yeah, I would never doubt him on
so
that.
So what's Herb going to – is Herb going to drive everyone
who takes a – That's a fair thing to bring up.
That's what he wants
and
to know.
I also want to clear out for people, when he yells HR, that's not human resources.
No.
Is it home run?
No, it's Herb Rifkin, which is his name.
And his email address is
Herbbaseball23@yahoo.com.
There it is. And he's fine with us giving out that email address.
Yeah,
don't get upset.
He loves it.
Where could one see Joe Conklin?
I'm glad you asked. You can see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra in Story of Philly Sports. Put the music. How about that? They're going to put the Philly Sports to music.
How about that?
That's pretty good. Now you can catch him at the Broadway Theater in Pittman, New Jersey. That'll be Saturday, February 21st. You know where to get your tickets at, JoeConklin.com.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, we have some free agency updates in the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. You will hear some new poems from Tommy Down the Shore, I believe. And Shayna in West Oak Lane wants to uninvite Spike to the cookout. We will find out what is going on
that
there.
That cannot be good.
And
no.
The belt.
Yeah. Oh, and the belt. Well, I have no idea who the belt's going to.
I know who's going to.
Okay. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
FanDuel Friday, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is turning it up with NBA Happy Hour. Every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, FanDuel is dropping limited-time specials to get you in the zone. I'm talking boost, bonuses, surprises, all designed to bring that Friday energy. Now, this isn't just another promo. It's your weekly pregame. NBA Happy Hour, every Friday, 6 to 7:30 Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Visit FanDuel.com/Ike to grab your reward before the clock expires. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and... Oh, man. Wow. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I'm good. I saved it. I'm good. You both can shut up.
I had a pistachio moment last night in the first seggy.
Oh, you did? Yeah. I saw you down in the whole big bag of pistachios.
Yeah, big old bag of stash.
Big bag of nuts.
All right. So we got a lot of stuff here, Jack.
I know. Which one do you want to do first there?
We got to do Belt, High Hopes, and we absolutely have to talk to Shane.
Okay.
So what do you want? Give me the order.
All right, let's go Belt.
Belt first. Let's do it.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
All right. The Belt is awarded every Friday at 4:30 to the WIP employee who has brought it the most this week. Now, Hugh Douglas has had the belt for, I believe, this is...
A month?
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Yes.
So, normally, there is a discussion about where the belt is going.
No.
There has not been a discussion.
Uh-uh.
So, Hugh has had a very solid week.
He has.
You can hold on to the belt. It doesn't have to go to a new person. So, but Jack says he knows who the belt is going to.
Yes.
My suspicion is it stays with Hugh Douglas.
So, I'm hijacking the segment.
Okay.
And I'm making, I talked to the committee, we got together.
Okay.
And the person that obviously deserves the belt this week is Spike.
What did I do this week?
Well, you did the Ben Simmons Jalen thing.
Oh, that
and
is pretty
it's been
strong
3 days of meltdowns online about Spike. I mean, if you want to talk with the WIP employee who's got the most buzz this week, it's Spike. Now, is it positive buzz?
It's
none.
Not. Yeah.
There's zero positivity. But on the aspect of generating talking points or people getting outraged by what you say.
Rage bait, some would say.
Some would say rage bait. We don't do rage bait. We just have conversations.
Yeah.
But I think it's pretty clear and obvious that Spike deserves the belt for everything he's gone through this week by just trying to tell the truth.
Well, I will take the belt. I don't know how you feel about it. Of course, I love having the belt.
Well, I actually thought I was having a belt this week.
Oh, for what?
For what?
Just being me.
Yeah,
well,
just again.
Well,
yeah,
that's always.
Yeah. You could get the belt. We might have said you can get the belt forever, and then we'll go to someone else.
Well, he has the heavyweight championship belt, and the belt is just the Intercontinental belt.
Correct.
I like that. This whole wrestling term. You don't know nothing about Intercontinental.
Yeah.
Champion.
Why can't it be like...
There's the TV champion, yes. The Intercontinental champion.
Why can't it just be boxing? I get boxing. The heavyweight champ of the world, and then the undercards.
The welterweight. Or whatever.
Yeah. Does that make sense? No?
It's somebody who has not watched much boxing.
The undercard is actually people who fight before the main event.
They can also be heavyweights.
Yes.
So it didn't work.
No.
But there's the heavyweight champion of the world, which is the big one.
And then you got the other weight class.
The other weight class. Yes. So what was the fraud one Floyd Mayweather was in for a long time? Is it welterweights?
Yeah, welterweight. Welterweight. Super welterweight.
Yeah, but the only one that matters is heavyweight.
All
right, over
middleweights are pretty good. Yeah.
I mean, it goes through phases.
Yeah, it does.
Heavyweight tends to always matter. Back in the day, when you had your Roy Jones and your Sugar Ray Leonard, Marvin Hagler, then the other weight classes also
that's
matter.
Middleweight
too.
Was the best.
Was the best.
Yeah.
Just one quick comment. Mm-hmm. So the Ben Simmons thing. the first thing. I believe in everything I said. Some of it is being taken a little out of context, which is fine. I don't think what I said was a crazy thing, but I understand why people are mad. There's another thing that's happening on the internet where people are mad about what I believe is an unfair thing. So I said on the show on Monday, I never see Jalen talking to his wide receivers on the sideline. So then, which I don't think any of us have, but for the record.
Yeah.
So then we saw... what's it called?
Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks. And Devontae and Jalen talked.
Yeah.
And then everybody started circulating that clip.
Right.
And people call me a liar. I wasn't I certainly wasn't lying.
And
I didn't say I know for a fact he never talks to anybody.
Right. You said
I
said never seen.
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
That part has been weird. There's been like a weird anger on that one. Eagles fans seem more mad than I've ever experienced, but
yeah, and I don't know why.
I definitely didn't lie.
No, I mean we've talked about that in the past about the communication on the sideline with the wide receivers.
Yes.
Now, granted, there may be times when it happens that the camera just doesn't pan down there and we see it. This just happens to be one of those moments because it's Hard Knocks. They caught that coming to the sideline. But, yeah, I don't think that's anything outlandish that you said. We've talked about that in the past, about whether or not he's communicating with people over there on the sideline.
Well, and
For
what it's worth, and then we'll get to high hopes, the only other thing is they've all been asked, did you talk to the wide receiver after the mix-up?
Yeah.
And they all answer in some weird way that they all talk in the meetings during the week. And AJ even said when they missed each other that they did not have a conversation.
Yep.
So I didn't like lie about anything. Yeah. I said I didn't see it.
So they feel like they got a
got you
moment.
Yes.
And
on the internet.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? The Ben Simmons one, you can get mad at me for.
Listen,
that one, I don't feel like it's fair.
You're strong, bro.
I am strong.
It's like with my buddy in there, Fritzy.
Yeah.
I mean, his whole trade AJ for Patrick Surtain thing got totally blown out of proportion.
Well, people started calling it reports, not what happened.
And there's still clearly an issue with the quarterback and the wide receiver, even to this day, and that's where it originated from.
Yes.
And Patrick Surtain, defensive player of the year last year, pretty good
player. It's not like it was a scrub player you brought up,
Just a fake trade. We do fake trades every day.
Yes.
Every day.
There you go.
All right.
Hey, look at you two guys.
Yeah.
Look at you guys.
Hey,
man.
Listen.
Yes.
Hey, it's those things that make you stronger.
I think you'd be okay with it. Elliot told me the other day, he said, I'm a little jealous of you this week. I'm like, why? He's like, everybody's mad at you. And I'm
And again, why would you be
that
jealous of that?
Like an Elliot thing, yeah.
The guy loves pain, man.
He does, man.
All right, let's get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
So there's a couple of real things that I want to get to in this.
Yeah.
But I have to.
As opposed to fake?
Well, no. I mean, like there's rumors and stuff that are important. But I have to play this because maybe you've been waiting for the Nick Castellanos trade to happen.
This is great.
Yeah,
this is so good.
I mean, teams are going to be lining up after they hear this revelation from Nick Castellanos.
Hey, there's been talks about you possibly having another position as well, right? We know how you are in right field, how good you are, how much better you've gotten as well. But,
Boy.
I feel like at times, too, there could be a chance for you to play some first base, get back in the infield. How's that been for you and the work progress of that?
Well, it was brought up to me, and honestly, it's something that I really welcome. You know, just as I get older, and now outfielders are really graded on, you know, like pure athleticism, you know, like how much ground they can cover, you know, like the spectacular play, like Crow Armstrong. And, you know, I think that going to first base is something that I can do and I would enjoy.
Absolutely.
If a team or somebody needs me to do that, because, I mean, if there's one thing I could say, it's I'm not bad in the outfield because I can't catch the ball.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, no one ever says that I can't catch a ball that I get to.
Yeah, they're saying you can't get to the ball.
Yeah.
He makes it sound like Pete Crow Armstrong is doing backflips in center field. He can just get to the ball.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I don't give him a little bit of credit there. Now, he's not going to just completely demolish himself as a...
He did acknowledge he can't get to the ball.
Yes, he was in a roundabout way saying that, I don't get to every ball out there, and that's how you judge these outfielders.
It was funny. He's like, you know, you judge outfielders by their ability to get to the ball they have to catch, and maybe I can't do it.
Yeah, he said, no one ever says I can't catch the ball.
Yeah, well, call the Mets. If they let Pete Alonso go, there's their new first baseman.
Well, I'm loving that. We all understand Castellanos is probably not coming back. He's saying, if a team needs me to play for, you're still a Philly.
Yeah.
Like, you're still on the Phillies.
Well, he's probably already accepted I'm not going to be on the Phillies this year.
Yeah. So
he's like, if a team needs me out there to play first base, I'll do it. Man. How do you think he would be as a first baseman?
Horrible. Now, he was he was drafted as a shortstop. He played third base.
He was drafted as a shortstop?
Yeah.
Wow, did not know that.
And then he played third base when he got called up, but he was horrendous at it.
Okay.
So they moved him to the outfield, and that's where he's... Because the bat always played,
right?
And until the bat didn't play anymore.
Yeah. It's amazing. He's willing to completely change position, but this whole thing is happening because he wasn't willing to sit down for one inning.
Right, right. Yeah, he didn't want to be a defensive replacement.
For one inning.
Get replaced defensively.
For one inning.
Yeah.
But now he's willing to play a whole different position. They're like, Nick, you're so bad, we just want you to sit for one inning. Absolutely not. You're so bad, we want you to change your whole position. Okay, sure, fine. Yeah, no problem. Just amazing. All right, what's next?
One of one. So, Jeff Passan, big ESPN article today. Buster Olney was a part of it as well. Update on Kyle Schwarber. He said, when does the Kyle Schwarber dam break? Several teams' fortunes from Philadelphia to Cincinnati to Pittsburgh to Boston to Baltimore to the Mets, depending on where Schwarber goes. The belief amongst teams is that it'll take 5 years to secure the 32-year-old, and once that happens, perhaps sometimes during the meetings, teams will start pivoting and the action will pick up. So it seems like Schwarber, once that goes, then you'll see a lot of other signings happen. He mentions Cincinnati, of course, Pittsburgh, and Boston, and Baltimore, and the Mets. Baltimore is interesting because I think they need a culture change, and they have a new owner that's looking to spend money. We haven't talked much about the Orioles, but I think they could get into the mix. It comes down to, are they willing to outpay the Phillies for Kyle Schwarber? Mm. One other thing, interesting for Buster Olney. He said, the juiciest rumor I heard this week was the notion that the Mets could push the Phillies for Schwarber, and there are a lot of reasons this makes sense, obviously what he does on the field, but also the idea of just jacking the price up for the Phillies.
Something we talked about yesterday.
Which is what it feels like.
Yeah.
So the Mets getting involved just to jack the price up on Schwarber is out there. And then this one, also fun, but unlikely, but the Phillies have been trying to get into the Japanese market for years. Passan said that Japanese right-hander Tatsui Imai is interested in pitching for a big market team only on the East Coast.
Isn't he the guy that said he wanted to take down the Dodgers?
He said he wants to take down the Dodgers. Like, yeah. I want this guy.
Yes.
It would be awesome.
But he's like 30, isn't he?
I gotta look at that real quick.
Okay.
Are the Mets interested in him?
Mets, Phillies, Yankees.
Let's go get him.
And he did mention the Phillies being interested in him.
He's going to be on the Yankees.
He's going to be on the Yankees.
Yep.
Or the Mets. But, man, it would be so... He seems like a dog.
Yeah. He wants to take down the Dodgers? That's what I want to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all the... Like, I thought every Japanese player was going to end up going to the Dodgers from now on. Every good one was going to end up going to the Dodgers. That would be cool.
He's only 27.
Oh, okay. All right. There we go. Is that a check? All right, 215-592-9494. Shayna and West Oak Lane, you're on WIP. What's up, Shayna?
Hey, Spike. So, you know, we bonded this summer.
We
bonded over Tupac.
Yes.
And, you know, you were invited to all of the cookouts to Infinity and Beyond. Infinity and Beyond.
Okay.
But then, you know, the Ben Simmons thing, I tried to let it go. I was like, I'm not even.
Okay.
Not even.
Sure.
Not even talking about a guy that accomplished nothing comparing to a Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, but.
Not even.
I made some good points, but okay.
Yeah, okay. Okay. We could agree to disagree.
Okay, fair.
But then.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking to Elliot and you say, this team has accomplished nothing. And I just instantly, as I was getting my Chick-fil-A, said, no, we're not going to do this today, Spike. You will not be able to come to the cookout.
Okay.
How can you say they've accomplished nothing? They've gone to two Super Bowls.
I don't think I
in
said that.
Years. You did, because I wanted to record it and play it back.
Can I offer just a quick retort here? What I probably meant was this specific team this year, I do think the organization has accomplished quite a bit over the last few years. So if that's how it came out, it's not what I meant. I certainly don't think that they are in the same class as the Chiefs, which is, I think, what we were arguing at the time.
Yeah,
but
it was.
And I think it's unfair. Just want to get this out there. There's a lot of sports arguing. If it's anything like the barbershop, which I've spent a lot of hours in, there's a lot of sports arguing in the cookout.
Well, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
There is. But, yeah, you hurt my heart with that one. I had to call immediately. Like, immediately. I was on my way to get my nails and was like, full stop. Can't even eat Chick-fil-A.
Listen,
what is he talking about?
And her stopping before she went to get her nails done, that had to be important.
That means something.
That was real important, yes.
I literally did my nails done now on talking to you. I could not. But now that you clarify, and I will say, you did redeem yourself a little bit, you know, after the Christmas piece. I was listening like, okay, the invite is coming back. I'm going to send it to him through Evite. Maybe he can bring a plate. Okay, it's getting there.
Well, you don't want me to bring a plate, just to be clear. That is the last thing you want.
Yeah, he's bringing celery and hummus.
Yeah, I'll bring beer. I'll bring beverages. Is that all right?
Yeah, you can bring the beverages.
Okay, all right.
But now that you've clarified, I think I'm okay with, but I was just not going to be okay. Obviously, we're all frustrated. We're all disappointed, and we have every right to be, right?
Yes.
Because we are the reigning Super Bowl champs and shouldn't be playing the way that we're playing. It's hard for us as fans to even watch the game. But when I heard that, I was like, it was like a dagger to my heart.
You got to understand, Shayna, Elliot will make you crazy. Like, Elliot, with Elliot, you'd be surprised what comes out of your mouth. So I think if that's what I said, then it did not come out the wrong way. It's not what I meant.
Okay.
All
apology
right.
accepted. Your invite is now reinstated, and
thanks.
You're welcome to all the cookouts.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you, Shayna. I appreciate it.
Talk this thing out.
Talk it out. Yeah, talk it out. Speaking of talking things out, nobody's better than the one and only Tommy Down the Shore.
It's Tommy Down the Shore.
Yeah, why? Yes, why?
Tommy Down the Shore.
I love baloney.
Likes to thank God, Grace, and then he goes and says, peace, it's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the Shore.
Tommy!
Yeah, why? Yes, why? Yes, Jack. Baby.
Holy moly, that's a big one, Tommy.
Yeah, I'm trying to get some sustain on it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So, Tommy, I got to be honest with you. I know that how the Eagles playing has a direct effect on your mood, and the Eagles are playing bad. Where are you at with all of it?
Listen, we're all a little bit, I'll be honest, we're all a little bit aggravated, frustrated. I'm a little frustrated, right? But I got a theory, right? As far as like, why Nick Sirianni, right, is not, like, changing course with the play calling. And you guys know you're saying, it's like, if it ain't broke, don't try to fix it. You
yes.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is kind of the opposite. This is like, if it's broke, don't try to fix it because it might just fix itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a great strategy.
It'd be a great t-shirt. Yeah. If it's broke, don't try to fix it. It might just fix itself.
That's right. You know what I mean? And it's kind of like makes sense. It's a very Zen, like Buddhist kind of approach to life.
Yeah, maybe he read it in one of his leadership books.
He probably did. He's seen great minds think alike. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He does everything in reverse, like my cousin. You know what I mean? He's doing it in reverse.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But, like, I was thinking, like, sometimes you got to let life kind of flow like water. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And that gets me to my next subject before we get into this very crucial game with the Chargers. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I got a couple new pieces of poetry.
Yes.
Oh, thank
you. I'd love to share with you, gentlemen.
Thank God.
I love it. Bologna Soprano. What do we got?
Bologna Soprano is in full effect. And these are brand new. I just wrote these, okay? This first one is kind of like educational.
Okay.
It's very educational. Yes, indeed. It's called Ice is Made from Water. You know what I mean? it's to teach kids, because adults, we know ice is made by freezing water, but the little kids, they don't know that. You know what I mean? We got to teach them. You know what I mean?
What is made from water?
Ice.
Okay. All right. Well, let's hear ice is made from water.
Here we go. Ice is made from water. It helps keep everything cool, like turkey, ham, roast beef, and bologna, and even gabagool. Ice is made from water. It's frozen and it's smooth. And you can ice skate on top of it, and you can dance, and you can groove. What do you guys think?
I think it's a hit, Tommy. I love it. I love how you work the deli meats in there as well.
Deli meats are part of everything I do. You know what I mean?
And I think if I'm thinking about this, you know, when you're teaching children things, what sometimes you want to do is give them little rhymes that can help them remember it. And I think, you know, when kids are young, maybe first grade, if you want to teach them how ice is made, this is a really good way to do it.
That's right. See, listen.
Like a science
just
project.
Just because it's stupid doesn't mean it's not educational.
Correct.
You know,
correct.
I mean, this is like stupid, but it's educational at the same time, and it's very enlightening. You know what I mean?
So you said you had more than one poem. What's the other one?
I got one more, and this one is a little more like kind of like poetic and whimsical. Here we go. This one is called Ham and Cheese is Like a Summer Breeze. Here we go.
Yeah.
Bologna Soprano, cue it up. Ham and cheese is like the summer breeze. Salami and provolone is like the Colosseum in Rome. Spicy sopressata is like a beautiful sonata. It's like the birds and the bees and the trees. It's like ham and cheese.
That is an excellent
there it is.
One.
What beautiful.
Yes.
I appreciate that, Jim. I had a feeling you guys were going to like that one. You know what I mean?
I've always thought ham and cheese is like a summer breeze.
And Jack, didn't you used to drive a Sonata?
No, I drove a Jetta for a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are nice vehicles, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to, like, improve my delivery, my rhythm. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yes. What I also really like about your poems is that the title of the poem is always the first line in the poem as well.
That's right. That's right. Keep it simple. You know what I mean?
Now,
whatever the title is, that's what you're going to hear first. You know what I mean?
Now, we want to get your prediction. I do wonder if we need, do we need to hear the hits or no?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
All of right. course.
Could you?
You know I'm ready.
Yeah. Could you deliver your world famous poem, Is it Oil or Is it Oil?
Absolutely. Here we go. Is it oil or is it oil? Did the milk spoil? Or do they spoil? Do hot dogs boil? Or do they boil? Where do plants sprout? In the soil or in the soil? Is it oil or is it oil?
It
gets me every time because he goes up an octave to deliver it.
Is it spoil or is it spoil?
I gotta give it some real like vocal attack. You know what I mean?
I also like that one, the title is the first line and the last line.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sometimes I use both lines to begin, sometimes in the middle, too. You'll hear the same line to begin, the middle, and the end. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so now I think the crowd is chanting for it. People all over the Delaware Valley are saying it in their homes. Broads' wife, apparently, is now addicted to Eat the Gabagool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could you deliver your hit poem, Eat the Gabagool?
Absolutely, and it's just beautiful to hear that people are kind of like connecting to and appreciating it. The stupidity and the genius of Bologna Soprano.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Sir.
Here we go. Eat the gabagool. Sometimes in life, we all play the fool. So when you feel like an idiot, eat the gabagool. What's the gabagool? Well, it's a certain type of ham. Eat the gabagool, and sure you'll make a plan. Eat the gabagool, and sure you'll be the man.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You're getting cocky in the middle of
yeah,
it, too.
Yeah, a little bit. You can tell. I can hear the voice. I can hear it.
That's right. I'm getting a little bit of swagger, right?
Yeah. I think you really deliver the, it's a certain type of hang.
Yeah, well, that's the best line.
Yeah.
It's the best
line. You guys are like bolstering my ego. You know
yes.
what I mean? When I first started doing this, I was really nervous. You know what I mean?
Well,
At this point, I feel like a poetic genius. I know I'm not, but I'm working on it. You know what I mean?
Our program director, Rod, heard that you have some music chops and was wondering if at some point you could put Eat the Gabagool to music. I wonder if that is in its future.
Absolutely. That is no problem. I can absolutely do that.
So this is a big game, Tommy. Some are saying it's a must win on Monday night. What are you thinking?
I'm going to quote the great Jim Lynam on this one, okay?
It's called a big dose of D.
That's right. A big dosage D. You know what I mean? A big double dosage D. A big triple dosage D. You know what I mean? I'm trying. Do I sound like him at all? I'm trying to first play it. It's similar, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Dosage D. You know what I mean? We got to give him a dosage. See, our team, I believe in our team. Jalen, Nick, the entire franchise organization, all playmakers. But defense is our cornerstone. You know what I mean? And the defense is going to save us in the end. I believe that in my heart. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I do. Yep.
So by that rationale, my score predictions are skewing lower. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I'm going to say it's going to be a defensive game. We're going to give them a dose of game. I'm going 24-14 first.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking we might hear 6-3. It's sort of trending in that direction if we get a
win. Eventually we're going to get there at this rate. You know what I mean?
Well, excellent. We loved ice is made from water and ham and cheese like a summer breeze. We are all hoping for a big Birds win on Monday night. Thank you as always, Mr. Down the Shore.
It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
No.
Yeah, went early.
No,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
that's
went early.
Jack's fault.
Yeah.
Tommy, say you're over and out.
I got to do this. I love you guys. I will talk to you guys next week. Go Birds. Bologna Soprano is over and 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 out.
It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Wow, Rich.
I know. My brain was thinking about something else.
Yeah. Man, I love those friggin' poems. I love them. I love them. You know, after I heard Eat the Gabagool, I didn't think he'd ever write another one as good. And Is It All or Is It Oil is...
It's skyrocketing.
It's another hit.
I actually like the ones he did today, too.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Are you kidding me? Ice is made from water, and ham and cheese like a summer breeze. Jack, what's coming up in the top 5 at 5?
Silent neighborhood competitions.
Oh, this will be a good
competition.
Yeah, well,
I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
I think you'll figure it out.
Something from your neighborhood.
I think it's from everyone's neighborhood.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. There are some. There are some. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, Philly! Fast, reliable internet can be yours when you switch to Fios. For a limited time, combine Fios home internet and one line mobile for just $69.99 a month. Get unlimited welcome for $50 a month with auto pay plus taxes and fees when you bring in your phone. And you can add Fios 300 Mbps for $19.99 a month with auto pay, mobile plus home discount, and bonus discount. Visit your greater Philly area Verizon store today to get this limited time offer and switch to their reliable 100% fiber optic network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.